Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 151 of the 80%. Not all debts are the same. In this episode, we'll talk about the three types of debt and how it can affect your finances. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Today's episode is all about debt, tungkol sa utang. A topic that many of us can relate to. Whether it's personal loans, credit card debt, home loans, or a home mortgage, debt can be a burden on our finances and impact our overall financial well-being. Nakaka-stress naman talaga kapag malaki ang utang mo. On the other hand, when used correctly, debt can be a great tool to leverage our finances. It can help us achieve our financial goals faster by allowing us to benefit from the financial system. The key to understanding debt is to know exactly how it affects our finances. When we have the right perspective, it will be easier to manage or even avoid unnecessary debts in our life. I'm now going to play an audio clip from a recent talk that I gave about debt. In it, I discussed the three basic types of debt and how it consequently affects our finances over the short term and the long term. I hope you find this both helpful and interesting. Let's listen to it. Very important that we understand debt the right way. And ano nga ba ang utang? Pagdating sa utang or debt, meron tayong tatlong klase ng utang. The first is yung good debts, mga okay na utang. Ito yung mga pera na niloan natin at ginamit natin sa mga necessities. Yung bad debts, syempre ito naman yung ginamit natin sa mga wants. Hindi ko sinasabi na huwag tayo gumastos sa mga wants. Ang sinasabi lang natin ay huwag tayo umutang para sa mga wants. At meron din tayong ugly debts. Ano yung ugly debts na yan? So this is spending the money that you loaned sa mga wants tapos dun nyo pa siya inutang sa mga matataas yung interest rate. Sa mga 5-6, dun sa mga online loan na no collateral na sobrang taas ng interest rate. Very important for you to always ask yourself kung mag-a-apply ka ng loan, saan mo ba gagamitin yung pera? Is it for a necessity? Kasi kung hindi, that's bad debt, that's ugly debt, and you have to avoid that. So another way of understanding debt is, syempre meron kang present income na ginagamit mo for your present needs. And then yung kikitain mo, yung income mo in the future, that is for your future needs. Kapag umutang ka, ano yung ibig sabihin yan? You are using your future income for your present needs. Yung sweldo mo in the future, ginagamit mo na ngayon. Yan yung nangyayari kapag umuutang ka. Siyempre, minsan we cannot avoid mga unexpected expenses. May biglang nagkasakit, may biglang nasira na appliance sa bahay. That's okay. But kung umutang ka, tapos ginamit mo siya para sa mga present wants mo, that becomes bad and ugly debt. And sometimes, nagiging questionable na yung ating future income kasi naubos na siya, wala na tayong panggastos sa future needs natin. So, avoid going into bad and ugly debt. The latter part of the clip explains how debt affects your present and future finances. You can check out the link to the show notes of this episode to check out the graph that I showed during that part of the presentation so you can understand what I was saying better. In any case, if you want to manage your current debts, one common strategy is the debt snowball method. This involves paying off your debts from the smallest to the largest. And by focusing on paying off the smallest debt first, you can gain momentum and motivation to tackle your larger debts. Then another strategy is the debt avalanche method, which involves paying off your debts from the highest interest rate to the lowest interest rate. This can save you money on interests in the long run, but it may take longer to see progress. There's no one best strategy to pay off your debts. Do whatever is comfortable for you. Moreover, it's also important to have a budget in place to help you manage your debt. This, of course, involves tracking your income and expenses and allocating a certain amount towards debt repayment each month. It will be helpful to cut back on non-essential expenses, such as eating out or your subscription services. Nako, yung Netflix or yung Disney Plus subscription mo, baka pwede namang unsubscribe muna. This is important in order to free up more money for debt repayment. Lastly, if you're really struggling with debt, it can be helpful to seek the advice of a financial professional. They can provide you with personalized advice and strategies for managing your debt and even give you access to tools, services, and other solutions to consolidate and pay off your debts. Debt can be daunting and overwhelming, but with the right strategies and mindset, it is possible to manage and eventually pay off your debts. Learn and understand the three types of debt. And if you must get one, only choose to have good debts. The differences between good, bad, and ugly debts may seem common sense right now. But things can quickly get blurry and confusing when you're blinded by your wants. So always give yourself time to think about any purchase that entails you to get into debt. Debt is a double-edged sword. It can harm you and ruin your financial future. But when used properly, it can be your weapon to help you achieve your financial goals easier and faster. And that's the end of our short and sweet episode. Thank you for listening. If you want to learn more about debt management, then check out the show notes of this episode. I will put links to additional resources about debt management there. Before we end, I hope you can click the follow button for the 80%. At syempre, i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.